Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Today we are reading from the Krishna Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 18, Text 37. And the verse is on the board. The title of the chapter is The Prayers Offered to the Lord by the Residents of Jambadvip. Dravya kriya het faya nesha kartribir Maya kuna vastu niriksitat mane Anfiksa yangati saya yatma budibir Nirasta makya krita ye namo nama. We will do the word-for-word translation. Dravya, by the object of sense enjoyment. Kriya, the activities of the senses. Hetu, the predominating deity of sensory activities. Ajana, the body. Isha, the predominating time. Karta Dribir, by false egotism. Maya Kunai, by the modes of material nature. Vastu, as a fact. Nirikshita, being observed. Atmane, unto the Supreme Soul. Anviksaya, by careful consideration. Anga, by the limbs of yogic practice. Atisaya Atma Buddhibir, by those who intelligence has become fixed. Nirasta, completely free from. Maya, the illusory energy. Akritaye, whose form. Nama, all respectful obeisances. Namaha, respectful obeisances. Translation by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The objects of material enjoyment, sound, form, taste, touch and smell, the activities of the senses, the controllers of sensory activities, the demigods, the body, eternal time, and egotism are all creations of your material energy. Those whose intelligence has become fixed by perfect execution of mystic yoga can see that all these elements result from the actions of your external energy. They can also see your transcendental form as supersoul in the background of everything. Therefore, I repeatedly offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Please repeat. The objects of material enjoyment, sound, form, taste, touch and smell, the activities of the senses, the controllers of the sensory activities, the demigods, the body, eternal time, and egotism are all creations of your material energy. Those whose intelligence has become fixed by perfect execution of mystic yoga can see that all these elements result from the actions of your eternal energy. They can also see your transcendental form a super soul in the background of everything. Therefore, I repeatedly offer my respectful obeisances unto you. Purport by His Divine Grace, Srila Prabhupada. The objects of material enjoyment, the sensory activities, attachment to sensual pleasure, the body, false egotism, and so on, are produced by the Lord's external energy, Maya. The background of all these activities is the living being, and the director of the living beings is the Supersoul. The living being is not at all in all. He is directed by the Supersoul. In Bhagavad Gita 15:15, Krishna confirms this. Sarvasya chaham bridisani fiste fisisto mata smriti kyanam apohanam cha. I am seated in everyone's heart, and from me come remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. The living entity depends on the Supersoul for directions. A person advanced in spiritual knowledge, or a person expert in the practice of mystic yoga, yama, niyama, ashana, and so on, can understand transcendence either as Paramatma or as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The Supreme Lord is the original cause of all natural events. There He is described as the Sarvakarana Karanam, the Brahma Samhita 5:1. The cause of all causes, behind everything, visible to our material eyes, is some cause. And one who can see the original cause of all causes, Lord Krishna, can actually see. Krishna, the Sakshitananda Vigraha, Brahma Samhita 5:1, is the background of everything, as He Himself confirms in Bhagavad Gita. Majadya ksena prakriti suyate sachara charam etunane kaunteya yagat vipari vartate. This material nature is working under my direction, O son of Kunti, and it is producing all moving and unmoving beings. By its rule, this manifestation is created and annihilated again and again. Srila Prabhupada is beginning the translation here with four very important things what we have to understand and what we have to learn. Srila Prabhupada is explaining here that the objects of the material enjoyment, and he is calling here sounds, form, taste, touch, and smell, are very important. Sound, the sound vibration, is coming to us in different ways. When we go outside, immediately all kinds of sounds are coming to our ears. That's why it is also very important that we are very, very conscious that our ears are extremely important, not for the outside world, but for the spiritual aspect of our life. Because the sound, every little sound that is coming to us can be a warning for us. Sometimes we are in the car and we have put the headphone on and we listen to a lecture. We don't hear that a car is coming very fast sometimes and makes some noise. Or sometimes even the police is coming with his siren. Sometimes you don't hear it. Thus our ears are very important in many different ways. For many days we could listen to the Kirtan Mela in Mayapur. I was very frustrated because I couldn't get it on my computer. I was going to Mayapur archive, and I clicked it on, and I didn't get it together. And I was thinking, oh my God, you know, what I have to do now? I'm completely lost. I want to be there, not physical, but at least I want to hear everything. But it was not going to happen. Krishna was really, really teasing me. But a few days ago, I figured out that how to get it. And I was going and I was thinking, okay, when I'm compiling for Funnypedia, I put my headphone on and I can really have the whole kit on and sing loud in my apartment. Nobody is disturbed by that. And I was thinking, that's so nice. And I was thinking, that's the most important thing what we have to do. We have to use our ears for the right things. And that's why Krishna has given these ears to us. Many times we listen to all kinds of things, what is not uplifting us and what's not inspiring us in our spiritual life. But hearing the holy name, of hearing a lecture about Krishna, and especially lectures from advanced souls, then we can be enlivening and we become enthusiastic and we practice our spiritual life with even more pleasure and joy, actually. Sound. Many times also in the temple room, they are using these big mops. They banging them loud. And I have to go out because my ears are very important. Because I've become old and on the time of death, I want to hear you chanting. And when my ears are damaged, I cannot hear you. And then I'm lost. Thus I ask the devotees many times, please don't these banging big cartels, because they are for outside. To call the people outside who don't want to hear anything about Krishna consciousness, but they hear some sound and they are very much attached to sound, that makes them coming closer and to see what's going on. And that's very important to know also for the devotees. Because these big, big cartels are for outside and not really for inside. The kirtan is meant that we are offering our love and devotion to the Lord and that we please Him with our singing, with our music instruments, with our very grateful dancing. All these things are important to please Krishna. Not to please our own self. For I'm singing loud because I want the devotees to impress them that I'm such a good singer, or that I'm good and such a beautiful madanga player, or such a beautiful banging of this. No, it's not like that. And our ears, we have to remember, are the only thing what we have on the time of death. All the senses, one by one, are taken away from you. I have experienced when people are dying. First, the dead personified is coming by the feet. He makes his obeisances before he takes you completely. And the feet become very cold. And then it is coming up, the legs become more cold. And then after some time, the person cannot move his feet anymore because the blood is not going to the feet anymore. Thus the feet are for him not there anymore. But when we are dying, we don't care so much that the feet are not moving anymore. But it is much more serious when it's coming up and up and up, and slowly by slowly you cannot move your arms anymore, your fingers not anymore. And slowly by slowly your voice is taken away. And when the voice is taken away, the last part what Krishna is taking away from us is our hearing. Because he is extremely merciful to us. He gave us these ears to hear the sound of the holy name. And he is taking that hearing tendency away from us on the last moment. And we have to remember that we have to be very careful with our ears. It is not that we are in the kirtan and that we need earplugs. because the sound is too loud, because that is also offensive. And now for myself, I go out and chant in the other two rooms or even in the slide room, and still I can hear the sound vibration from the holy name. But I want to be here by Krishna, and I want to be by Prabhupada. I don't want to be in the slide room there. And I want to ask the devotees, please, take care of your ears. Not mine, but your ears. Because they are extremely important. And especially on the time of death. And Srila Prabhupada in the translation, he starts with sound. And the sound is important. And what kind of sound? Of course, the holy name. And we could completely dive in the Kirtan Mela for the few days, and especially the people who were there, or the devotees who were listening here and could it together on the computer, that at least you can be there and completely participate in the sound vibration of the holy name. Srila Prabhupada also said, taste, touch, and smell are also important. I was just explaining a few days when we had Sangha. The devotees remember that I had a dog when I came in contact with Krishna consciousness. When after some time I got initiated and I got little Gornida deities in my apartment, the devotee, the spiritual master for that time, he told me, Mataji, now you have give away your dog. And I was thinking, oh my God, but my dog is a devotee. And I will explain that to you. When I was having the whole morning program in my apartment together with my husband, we had Tulsi, we had the deities, we were singing, we were doing the whole program. When we were doing Tulsi Puja, my dog was still sitting next to me because he was a very trained dog. And when the ghee lamp was coming and passing by, and my husband was putting his hand on it, the dog, I also give the dog the lamp, and he put his leg on the lamp. He was smelling the incense, and I also gave the flower to his nose to give him some benefit from everything. And when I was doing Tulsi Puja, and I was going around Tulsi with my husband, my dog was taking with his lips my sari, and he was walking with me around Tulsi. Believe it or not, but that's how he was trained. When I am trained so submissive as my dog, then maybe one day it will come good with me, I tell you, you know. But he was so good, and he was so submissive, and I had to learn a lot from him. And that was very nice. But when I have to give away my dog, it was an extreme difficult thing to do. Because I had him for 6 years, and I was completely, he was completely dependent on my service for him. But I found a nice couple who sometimes were taking care of him. When we went to Radhades and doing some service here, then I brought it by my friends, and they were taking care of him. And they liked the dog so much, because I had explained the little words what I used to make him obedient, and she likes it so much. She said, oh, Rupa Manjaya, she, oh, take away the dog. I want to have him. But there was no way that I was ready to do that. But finally, when my Guru Maharaj in that time was saying that I have to give away my dog, oh my God, I was thinking, this dog is a devotee, why he cannot stay with us, you know. But Krishna knew better what was going on hand of me, that also I couldn't bring the dog to Radhades for sure. Okay, they tolerate me, but they didn't tolerate my dog. This, that was Krishna's plan, but I didn't know the plan of Krishna. This voluntarily, with some encouragement from my Guru Maharaj, I gave away my dog. But it took me months to overcome that loss. Because when I was going to the supermarket to shopping and I was passing by her house, my dog was coming in the window from the door and sniffing. And I was thinking, oh no, he heard the sound of my car. He still knows there she is to pick me up. Oh my God, when I can be so eager on the time of death, when I hear some sound and knows that, wow, now maybe Krishna or my spiritual master of Srila Prabhupada will come to pick me up. When I can recognize that sound of the smell, that I know, here he is, I'm ready, I'm going with you. And that's why it's so important that we have to take care of our ears, our taste, our smell. We smell the flowers, we taste the prasadam. And that is all what Srila Prabhupada is giving us to save us from this material world. Because we don't want to stay in this material world. Even when it is very nice, he's Radha Gopinath, ki jai. Jagannath Baladev, Sumadra Marani, ki jai. Shishi Gonitai, ki jai. Oh, Premananda, Tulsi Marani, ki jai. We don't want to stay in this material world. Even when we are very nice situated and everything is going fine, softly on the door, some suffering is knocking. Even in the beginning, we don't hear it. But it will come, and it will pass, and other moments will come in our life. Nothing in this material world is eternal. Everything is temporary. A few days ago, I want to share this with you. I was reading a story from a little boy who was very, very small. He was only 2 years old. When he started talking to his parents, first of all, he told his parents, you are not my mother. And he could hardly speak because he was very small. He was 2 years, and the mother became very disturbed. Of course she was his mother, and she pacified him again and again. And slowly, a few days later, he said, the name of my father is Robert Watson, and it's not him. And the parents became even more annoyed. They think, this boy has a very fantasy, you know. This is really strange. But slowly by slowly, they found out that something was going on with their child. They went to the doctor. The doctor didn't know what to do with the child. Then they go to a psychiatrist, and he had something about a new age. And he said, maybe the child is speaking about another life. I cannot figure out anything else. In the meantime, he became 3-4 years. Then they start to look for a person who knows something about reincarnation. And they went with the child, and the child was saying again and again, this is not my mother. And this man is not Robert Watson, he said. And he was pointing his father. The man who knows about everything about reincarnation, or to me, it's a lot, he was going to figure out where this boy came from. He was living in England now, and he came in another life. They found his village where he was living, and he went to the government in the village, and he was looking for some names that the boy was saying, and look for that family. But there were many Watsons in that area with the same name. And then they found out that it was a family with two boys and one girl. And that girl was killed by a train when it was 11 years old. He told the family, and he said, I think that's your boy. In his past life, he was a girl, and she came under a train. What to do? They went with the little boy to the place where they had lived. And when the car came in the neighborhood from his house, he said, stop, stop, I was there. And he was pointing to the house. And it was exactly the house where he had lived with his parents, the family Watson. Then he stepped out of the car. He said, "The railway is close by. That's why it happened." He ran to the railway because it was a few hundred meters from their house. And he was stopping on the railway. And half of the railway, he said, "Look what happened." He put his shoes between the rails. And he said, "I couldn't take it out. I couldn't get it out. And the train was coming." And he didn't stop. And that's how he left his body. And I was thinking, yeah, that 11-year-old old little body, a girl in that time, didn't understood that her life was ended so soon and so quickly and so fast, because she was saying and repeating again and again, the train was not stopping. Of course, the train couldn't stop, and she was stuck with her little shoe in the rail. The father, who didn't believe in reincarnation, he started reading books about reincarnation. And I was thinking, I hope one day that he meet the devotees somewhere in England, and that they give him a Bhagavad Gita, and that he understand even more about reincarnation, karma, etc. These kind of things can happen in 1 second, and we don't know when it happened. Now we are maybe young and healthy, and I also speak for myself, I'm old and quite healthy, but we don't know when the time will come that the last part is there. And the most important thing is that our ears are intact. Because I had that experience when my husband passed away, and I saw that all the senses were not working anymore after some time. But his ears were open like anything. His eyes were falling down, but he could hear. Because when I asked him, "Do you still hear the holy name?" he was moving a little bit his eyebrows from, "Of course." And it's because that's Krishna's mercy. This is not because we are so good. No, Krishna is giving us the mercy to hear on the most important moment of our life that we can hear the holy name, and that we can connect with the sound vibration, that we connect with our spiritual master, that we connect with Srila Prabhupada. And because we are connected to Srila Prabhupada, behind Srila Prabhupada is the whole parampara. I hope that you found the GBC resolution. A few days ago, I put it on Radha Das Village Forum. I hope that you have read it all. Srila Prabhupada is the one who is delivering the soul. And all the whole GBC, all the sannyasis, all the gurus are assisting Srila Prabhupada in his mission. And we, because we have a spiritual master, we serving him, we serve Srila Prabhupada, we are also following in that direction. I hope that I'm not too heavy or too preaching too much, but this is what I want to share with you. Please thank you very much for listening so patiently. And I have some little quote for the importance of chanting Hare Krishna. And that's the last part. "The holy name of Krishna is so attractive that anyone who chants it, even Lord Krishna himself, becomes imbued with love of Krishna." Can you imagine? When we're chanting Hare Krishna, even Krishna is chanting Hare Krishna, and he becomes more imbued with love for himself. Wow, I was thinking, jai. Okay, my dear devotees, thank you very much. And when you have a question, or when you have a comment, or when you want to correct me, please do so.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And also, should we
Yeah. And also Prabhupada is saying that the instruments are following the singer. Because when the singer has a soft voice, then the instruments must be soft also. Because they are serving the one who sings. You know, and that's why we all become the servant of the servant of the servant. You know? And that's very nice.
Another problem is when the singer has a loud voice, but those who follow the singing don't. So then the crowd should become silent.
Of softer.
So the lead singer has time.
Yeah.
So that the quiet, so the holy name can.
Yeah. Of sometimes when a person has a very loud voice, he don't need a mic. And that's also nice, you know. Because you used to take care of our ears. Okay, I hope that does not sound too much, but that's what I want to share with you, because my time is coming, and sooner or later, and I want to hear you chanting for me. Okay, thank you very much. Have a very nice day, and let Krishna bless you with all you want to do for him today. Thank you very much. Little early, but we'll be okay. Okay, thank you very much. Hare Krishna.